This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections ended yesterday. A total of 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. As many as 889 candidates are in the fray from these 58 Lok Sabha constituencies. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Political parties have assured the returning officer for Shillong Lok Sabha seat to abide by the restriction on counting days on 4th June. The returning officer, S.C. Sadhu, held a meeting with representatives of all political parties yesterday to inform them about Section 144 CRPC imposing restrictions on the counting day to ensure law and order. The returning officer told reporters that the political parties have assured to abide by the restrictions on the day of counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections. The Indian economy has registered a record rise in exports and the sharpest upturn in employment over 18 years in May this year. According to the HSBC Flash Purchasing Managers Index, India recorded the third strongest upturn in private sector output since July 2010. Although the manufacturing industry continued to lead the growth of both sales and output, it was the service economy that was responsible for the latest acceleration in overall economic expansion. In an endeavour to gain a first-hand impression of the challenges faced in implementing conservation initiatives, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma visited villages adjacent to the Nokrek Biosphere Reserve in West Karo Hills yesterday. He met the village headmen in the Ganol catchment area and informed them that the government has initiated several conservation initiatives aimed at protecting and rejuvenating the catchment areas. The government is currently implementing the Green Meghalaya Initiative and the Payment for Ecosystem Services PES program, which rewards communities for their conservation efforts. On the dwindling forest cover due to jhum cultivation, he said that the government has documented the concerns and is working with communities and stakeholders to address the concerns through afforestation and conservation initiatives. The results of the Secondary School Leaving Certificate and Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate Arts Stream 2024 conducted by the Meghalaya Board of School Education will be declared today during office hours. The result booklets can be downloaded from the official website www.embos.in. There will be no display of results in the board offices in Tura and Shillong, an official said. Sikkim yesterday celebrated Saga Dawa, which is considered the most sacred Buddhist festival commemorating the birth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvana, passing away of Buddha Sakyamuni. This day is also known as the Triple Blessed Occasion. On this auspicious day, Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya extended his greetings to the people of Sikkim. The Indian Army yesterday joined locals and celebrated Buddha Purnima at Taksang Gompa in Tawang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The celebration commenced with a comprehensive medical camp where healthcare professionals provided free medical checkups, consultations and essential medicines to villagers. The camp aims to address the healthcare needs of the community and ensure access to quality medical services. A volleyball championship was also held for the youth of the area. The Manipur State Firm Development Society yesterday donated money to the family of Iram Maipak, who had passed away due to COVID-19 on 19th of May 2021. Acclaimed filmmaker Oken Amakcham expressed sorrow over Maipak's untimely death, noting the significant void left in the film community. Amakcham had worked closely with Maipak on several films, each distinguished by Maipak's exceptional camera work. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.